The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We are injury attorneys, and we do this show for you to give you the education, the information that you need to fight the insurance companies on your injury claim. You know, these areas can be complicated. If you've listened to us over the years, and we have been doing this for years, we've tried to give you a different injury subject, a different take, a different perspective on all of these subjects. And why do we do it? Because we've learned. We knew years ago when people came into our office, it was sad because they didn't know the rules. They didn't know this area. You know, there's a lot of areas I don't know about, electrical engineering, et cetera, et cetera. They don't know this, but you need to know the rules if you're going to fight the insurance company, if you're going to win this injury insurance claim war. And that's what it is. It's a war. They have their own strategies. They have their own training. You know, when you talk to an adjuster, even the first time, it's a very critical call. But think about that. The person you're calling, they just haven't put on a phone with no training. They just haven't put them on the phone to talk to you with no education, with no books, no seminars, no computer screens, no scripts. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're asking you, and you don't. Most of the time, you do not. Sometimes people have called our office and said, you know, I've been listening to your show. It came true, just exactly what you said when I was talking to the adjuster, when I was talking to the insurance company, when I was talking to the at-fault party. All of this came true. Thank you so much. We're ready to do it every week for you, Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. You know, our website, championsofthepeople.com, and we keep saying it's an information-loaded website. We have six of our books there. They're all free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books for free. If you want a hard copy, for free, all you have to do is call our law firm anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We will ship you a hard copy of our book for free. You can come by our law firm and pick it up if you like. Okay, today we're talking about why are there so many injury lawsuits? Why? Think about this. You read about them in the paper. There's an injury lawsuit here. Somebody's claiming this. The insurance companies call everybody greedy. The injured person is, quote, greedy, end quote. The injured person's attorney is, quote, greedy, end quote. So, Brad, let's talk about this. We talk about a typical example of how we have a motor vehicle accident. That's our typical example. But let's explain the relationship and who drives this bus. Who makes the decisions?
Well, you know, when you're talking about, first of all, they say, why are there so many injury lawsuits? And there are injury lawsuits. Comparatively speaking, there's probably not as many as you might think, because insurance companies like to push people around, and a lot of times they mislead people with the comments they make and the statements they make and what they're going to tell people. They do a number of things that are questionable as far as how they negotiate with persons before that person gets a lawyer. You have a lot of law firms that advertise their are telling you to get a lawyer, and that's a good idea. You ought to be getting a lawyer, and you want to be able to get a lawyer that is going to do the right job for you. Let's talk about why we're having to go to lawsuits. You've been hurt in a crash. That's the first thing. You've been hurt in a crash. When you've been hurt in a crash, you need recovery because you have losses, and you're going to have losses, and these losses are going to be clear and distinct. You're going to know about them because there are medical bills. And on top of medical bills, you're going to lose time off from work, and you're going to miss income. And also, you're going to miss a potential future income, possibly, if your injury is going to continue, depending on what you do and what your injuries are. And you're going to have future medical care. And you're in pain on a regular basis. You're living in pain. You wake up, and you're in pain. It's a 24/7 problem that you're facing. 24/7 injury, 24/7 disability, 24/7 inability to act and do things. What is going on with the way you want to be able to address the injuries that you need to be paid for and the losses. It's sometimes a difference of opinion, but for insurance companies, they really don't care about your pain. They don't care about your injuries. They don't care about your lost income. They don't care about your medical bills. To them, it's just that's a criteria. If you think you're going to be doing something that's going to be good for you, as far as or good for the insurance company, save them money because you're going to cut down on your medical care and cut down on your medical visits, the insurance company is going to use it to their advantage. And the bottom line is the insurance companies don't care about what your situation is. They take your premiums, and the last thing in the world they want to do when they take premiums is actually have to pay those out.
You know, if you look at one of our books, we go through the loss ratio and what it means to insurance companies. So that's in one of our books, and there's a pretty detailed explanation of that. But, you know, they have to pay out claims, and the claim center is not supposed to be a profit center. But we're talking about you. We're talking about your injuries, how it affects you. You need attorneys that care. If you've been injured, you can give us a call right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can email us or you can chat with us there as well. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to return your call. When you talk to Bell and Pollock, you will talk to a licensed attorney. You won't talk to just an intake person. You might to get your name and phone number, but you're going to talk to a licensed attorney as opposed to an intake person or investigator that comes by and says, here, sign these papers. So you can call us for any time, 303-795-5900. But what are we talking about today? Why are there so many injury lawsuits? And, you know, Brad made a good point. Maybe there's not as many as you think, but there are a lot of them. And when you've been injured, you have categories of damages. You want to be paid for your injuries, damages, and losses. We've done shows on what those mean, so we can't get into detail on those today. But one of them is your medical bills. You mean you get paid your medical bills back? Yes. But there's a certain way to handle it. One of them is pain and suffering. One of them is physical injuries. One of them is economic losses. One of them is your quality of life. That's a big one. But most insurance companies just kind of poo-poo the quality of life. Well, so you can't do your activities anymore. You can't play golf. You can't run. You can't hike. You can't enjoy life. You know, there was a client I had years ago, and her whole life was her bridge club. You know, I don't like bridge, but her life was her bridge club. And that's what she loved to do, and she couldn't do it anymore, period. And so when this is taken away from you, then you have to understand when they don't pay you. You know, Brad, another thing that we've talked about on the air before, sometimes they don't pay you, they lowball you, they try to negotiate with you. But many times when they try to settle with you and you don't have an attorney, and even sometimes when you do, they say, well, we'll pay you for your past medical bills, past, that's not the whole category, past medical bills and some money for pain and suffering. That doesn't cover all the categories of damages.
Well, to them it does. To them it covers more. They think they're being generous when they're giving that. And of course, they have no feelings. They, like I said, they look at the medical bills. One of the lawyers I know out there, the first thing or one of the things he'll tell clients in initial conferences is go get as many medical appointments and go to as many medical appointments and get as much in medical bills as you can, because insurance companies, a lot of times, will gauge and determine how much they want to pay on a case based on the amount of medical bills. And so his goal is, that attorney, is to tell people, just go run up your bills, get them as high as you can, get there, go spend the money. Now, sometimes that can backfire, but he understands that certain insurance companies deal on that. But the problem you get is that people are legitimately hurt. And when they're legitimately hurt, at times they're being told you're going to have a surgery. And the surgery is going to be involved of going in and taking a disc out of your spinal cord and putting in and infusing your spinal cord in a certain area that's going to limit your ability to bend over. It's going to limit your ability to twist and turn. It's going to take the pain away because they're taking the disc out, but it's going to limit those problems. And so understandably, people have second thoughts about doing a surgery like that. Sometimes they're going to go in through your throat and they're going to go into the back of your, or into your spinal cord, into your neck. And they're going to do the same thing. They're going to take a disc out, or they're going to move a disc, and they're going to maybe fuse those the spinal cord together. And when they start doing that kind of things, you might have second thoughts. You might say, well, wait a minute, I don't want to do that until I'm completely enabled or unable to do things. And people will say, you know, and doctors say, you know, eventually it's going to have to happen. We can give you temporary relief until it comes up. And a lot of people say, you know, I'm 20, 30, 40, even 50 years old. I don't want to go into that situation yet. And Gary, like you said, you know, at that point, we're having to tell people and the insurance company, there's future medical bills here, but the insurance company doesn't want to hear that or pay for it.
No, so they want to talk about the past medical bills. And Brad was talking about fusion surgery, about you might have to fuse, you know, L3, L4, L5, the discs to protect the spinal cord. And so, you know, you might have to have a discectomy. You might have to have a certain kind of surgery. And so sometimes people don't want to have the surgery. There are a lot of high risks, and there's no guarantee that it's going to successfully or be 100% successful or 50% successful. So what is the issue here? Why are there lawsuits? Because the only other remedy people have, you've been injured in a crash. This has completely changed your life, and we hear this all the time. Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollock, this has completely changed my life. And what about the person who hit me? What are they doing? Are they just down the road? So it has completely changed their life, and the insurance company wants to pay for some past, not future, past medical bills and a small amount for pain and suffering, right? Well, what is that all about? What does that create? Where does that go? Because when they won't pay you for the future medical bills and they won't pay you for the other legitimate injuries and damages and losses, the categories we've been talking about, what do you do? Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your MedPay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the MedPay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we're glad to do this show for you every week to bring you a different injury subject. A different injury subject. And we could talk about this all day long. Today we're talking about why are there injury lawsuits, and why are there so many injury lawsuits, and why do you have to have an injury lawsuit anyway? Why do you have to file a suit? Right? I mean, the person who hits you, maybe they rear-ended you. They don't want to be sued. Think about this. A lot of our clients, they don't want to file a lawsuit. They just want to be legitimately paid by the insurance company. So what's the problem? Where does it come from? What's the derivative? What's the common denominator of why these lawsuits occur? Because, let's give you an example. You've got an injury. Let's say you've got $40,000 in medical bills. The policy on the other side to pay you is $250,000 limits. You have $40,000 in medical bills, and the insurance company says, well, we're going to pay you $26,000 in medical bills because we repriced your $40,000 in medical bills. But you say, wait a minute, I've got to pay those medical bills back when I get paid. And they say, we don't care. We've repriced it from $40,000 to $26,000. So we'll pay you $26,000 for your past medical bills. Not talking about the future, not talking about future medical treatment, not talking about future medical bills. And by the way, we're going to pay you a small amount for pain and suffering. We'll give you an extra $5,000. So we'll give you a total of $31,000. And you know, Brad, that doesn't even cover the damages, injuries, and losses. That doesn't cover the categories. And then they say, you filed a lawsuit, the person's greedy, their attorney's greedy, Bell and Pollock's greedy, all these plaintiffs' lawyers are greedy, and that's the pitch. That's the way it works.
You know, one of their things, they'll be talking to you and they'll say, and the offer they're making isn't even enough to pay the attorney's fees, and make the client whole after they pay the attorney's fees. And the first thing the insurance company says is that, well, you know, we didn't make the decision to get an attorney, and we make our decision regardless of whether an attorney's there or not, and we're not going to pay extra money just because they have an attorney. And you stop and think about that. You stop and think about how ruthless the insurance companies are. And sometimes people don't recognize this, and there are ruthless people over there. And you stop and think, no one, even the people working for the insurance companies, would ever think that their insurance company shouldn't have lawyers. No one would ever think that they shouldn't have lawyers that they pay as defense lawyers. And I'm not talking about just defense lawyers in lawsuits. I'm talking about lawyers who write the policies, lawyers who are involved in compliance regulations with the insurance commissioner, and involved in compliance with the laws of each state, making sure their policies, which a lot of times they don't comply with the state, but making sure their policy is something acceptable with state authorities. Lawyers who are talking about liability to their adjusters just in dealing with a case. Nobody would think that they shouldn't have their lawyers and a whole bevy of them. And no one would think that those lawyers shouldn't get paid. Of course they should get paid. Absolutely they should get paid. And so there's two parts. Now the third part is that everybody believes, well, the way the lawyers are going to get paid is because the insurance companies are going to figure into the premium they charge their cost of doing business, their overhead, their offices, where they sit, what they do, how they carry out their business. And they're going to figure out, and they're going to include paying for the defense, for the insurance lawyers. But then when a plaintiff gets hurt, when a person gets hurt, an individual, a citizen, or just a regular person out there gets hurt, and if they go get a lawyer, the insurance companies don't want to pay their lawyer. The insurance companies don't want those people to have the money to pay the lawyer. The insurance companies want to penalize that person for getting a lawyer. That's what they tell you. And really, why does the injured person have to get a lawyer? Because somebody injured them. Shouldn't the person who injured them and forced them to have to go get a doctor pay for the doctor? Shouldn't the person that injured them and forced them to have to go get a lawyer pay for the lawyer? But yet the insurance companies will tell you that is something they want you to go without. And where does it lead down the line to? You're heading to litigation, folks, because they won't and they don't want to be reasonable in the way they're dealing with you.
In that example that we gave a minute ago, $40,000 in medical bills, and they said we repriced your medical bills to $26,000 just because. Sometimes our computer program said we should do that. Sometimes they have a, quote, nurse review, end quote. Did you know that? Sometimes they have a nurse review. They review your records, and they say, well, this charge isn't reasonable. This isn't reasonable. Think about what they're saying to you. $40,000 in medical bills. You went to your primary care doctor first after the accident, right? You've been going to this doctor, let's say, for 12 years. You trust her. She's a great doctor. She said you need all these MRIs. You need tests. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you need to be referred to a neurologist. Maybe you need to be referred to a spine surgeon. And then they say, the insurance company says those medical bills are not reasonable. They're saying your doctor that you've had for 12 years is making unreasonable charges, unreasonable and unnecessary treatment. You listen to what I just said. In essence, what they're saying is your doctor that you've trusted for 12 years, they're making unreasonable charges and engaging in unnecessary treatment. Really? Really? Your doctor, your PCP did that? And so that's the beginning of the attack. And so when they don't pay you even the amount of the past medical bills and they reprice them and they say take it or leave it and it's right in your face, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you're going to end out with a lawyer. You're going to end out having to talk to somebody about how we get these doctors paid and how we get these people paid. And even if we pay the doctors, and how do we get the hospital paid? And if we get the hospital paid and we get the emergency responders paid and if we get all those paid, what the insurance company is going to turn around and say, well, we still don't want to pay you. We don't want to pay you. Well, that's something we don't want to deal with. And And if you had to use up your vacation time, oh well. If you had to use up your sick leave, oh well. If you had to, if you lost time from work, oh well. And, you know, once again, we want you to go without any kind of advice. We want you to go without being able to talk to anybody about it. We want you to go without having to, we want you to go with having to talk to our adjusters when we want you to talk to our adjusters and when we call up. And if you happen to be at work, we'll just step outside for a minute and talk to us. Just miss work and talk to us. Just go to our appointments, our doctor's appointments that we want you to go to. And by the way, while you're doing all this, we don't want to give you a dime, but we know the reason you're having to do all this is once again, because we had a person that we insure who made a mistake, who was negligent and caused an accident. Exactly what they say they're going to do when they sign up the contract with that person, with the at-fault party. If you get in an accident and it's your fault, we're going to pay for your for people, for the injuries you cause. Exactly what they say they do, they're going to do. They turn around and when they deal with the injured person, they don't want to do it.
Right, and the myth is, and we preached it for years, you're rear-ended in an accident, and you say to yourself, wow, I'm sure glad there's insurance on the other side, the at-fault party, and insurance, because that's surely that's what insurance is for. Surely that is what insurance is for. So then, why are there lawsuits? Because when they pay your medical bills or reprice them by one of their computer programs or their Colossus computer program or one of their other programs, internal programs, and they won't pay you, what are you going to do? Think of it another way. Think of it this way. And by the way, if you've got a question, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. If you've been injured, you can call us at 303-795-5900. Think of it this way, folks. Think of it like this. My example, $40,000 in medical bills. Let's say they were going to pay you the $40,000 in medical bills. Let's say they were going to pay you $40,000 even. But you're supposed to pay the medical bills back to somebody else. And that's a very complicated area of the law with ups and downs and exceptions all over the place. But general rule is you're supposed to pay the medical bills back. Suppose you had XYZ health insurance company. They paid the 40 grand to the doctors. They want to be paid back when you get the money. So if you're paid the 40 grand and then you immediately have to turn around and pay the $40,000 to somebody else, what about your injured shoulder? What about your quality of life that you're not going to have the rest of your life? What about the fact that you're going to miss work? What about your economic losses? Because you just took the $40,000 they paid you and paid the XYZ health insurance company back. What about you? Where do you come in on the injuries, damages, and losses?
Well, where you come in on that is the bottom of the totem pole. And like I said, the insurance company would be happy to be able to walk off, and the adjuster would be able to happy to walk off and be able to go report to their group when they all meet and they talk about how well and how bad and how they're paying their claims. They would be able to, they would love to be able to walk off and say, I got that claim settled, and the injured party is having to pull money out of their own pocket to pay for their doctors. Maybe not all the money for it. Maybe they're not having to pay it. You pull the entire amount out to pay for their doctor, but they're at least having to pull some money out. And to them, that's success. That's what they're doing, because their goal is not to do a fair deal with you. And their goal is to do a situation where they leave you upside down, because then they know they have done the best for their insurance company. And what's the company line they're always going to tell everybody? What's the company line they use to excuse it? Hey, Gary, you know, we're doing this for our shareholders.
Right.
We have shareholders out there, and we have people who bought shares of our company in the stock market. And by gosh, we've got to save them money so we can put money in their pockets.
Right. There's one big insurance company that's private. It's not traded on the big board. It's not traded in the stock exchange. So
that's true.
That's a whole different story. We could talk about that one for a couple of days. But the bottom line, you're getting the picture. Why are there so many lawsuits? Because they say, this is all we're going to pay you. And going back to the example, $40,000 in medical bills. Let's say you have to have surgery in the future. They're not talking about future medical bills. That might cost $100,000. Their policy limits are $250,000. They're not talking about that. Why? They want you to take the $40,000 or the $26,000 that they offered you, or the $31,000 that they offered you when your medical bills are $40,000, and go on down the road. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We're talking about it. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We'll be right back.